Paul Gallagher, back. Is it nice to be back on the pitch?
Yeah, it was nice. Still, I needed a few more games. My legs were getting a bit leggy near the end, but no, I love being out there, and it's just unfortunate we couldn't get the 3 points. I think you see the amount of effort we put in. I think the last, what was it, half an hour, we were on top for majority of it. And it was one of them days where the ball just wouldn't break for us. Even I think Hunt's had a header, and it might have hit Steffi and gone wide, and little bits like that. And Shawnee had a great chance at the end, but the keeper made a great save. But we look on to Tuesday now.
Yeah, there's plenty of positives in this team. And Alex Neil was saying there's it's a young team anyway, but there's been plenty of positives at the start of the season with the new boss that's come in.
Definitely, yeah, and I think that's the only goal we've probably conceded from open play, which was disappointing really, because it was Darnell Fisher got a clearance and it's just ricocheted off their player and gone in, which was disappointing. But when we got the goal, I thought we'll settle down now and control the game. But to give an early goal away was disappointing. But we rolled our sleeves up and went again, and we just couldn't get that second goal.
Yeah, what was said at halftime?
Yeah, we had to be braver, get on the ball. It was a bit more long ball today. We knew Barnsley would come in and try and get in your face. They're quite a young team as well, who they press quite high. So we were trying to get Jordan Hugel to hold the ball up for us, and then when the game opened, try and get on the ball and move it. Because we did have pace in the team with obviously Steffi, Shawnee and Barkhuizen. And second half, we started to use them and getting around the back of them and putting crosses in.
Yeah, they're quite a physical side, aren't they, Barnsley? Was that something you were going to expect anyway, for them to sort of frustrate you here at deep down?
Yeah, they're a hard-working team. I think one of the centre-halves had a magnet on his head, the number 18. He dealt with quite a lot. But as I said, it just won't fall for us in the box. We were knocking on the door, but whatever reason, it just won't drop for us.
And your 500th career appearance today—that's, I mean, it must be super proud of that.
Yeah, I was aware of it before the game. So to play 500 games is, it's a great achievement. Wish I could have just topped off with 3 points, it would have been even better. But hopefully there's a few more left to play, try and get as far as I can and play every game and try and see, like I said, see how far we can get.
And it's a really well worked goal as well for Sean Maguire to head it home.
It was, yeah, it was a lovely goal. Shawnee played really well today, and you could see with Barkhuizen and his pace, he's electric, and it was a great little ball from him. It was just disappointing, like I said, we conceded a goal really quick, and it takes the momentum out of the game for us, because like I said, we did score a good goal and we wanted to kick on from there, and that obviously their goal just gives a little kick in the teeth and knocked the wind out of us.
Like you say, you're saying that really you should have picked up all 3 points today. That's with a young team, plenty of players out injured. There's a good strength in depth in this squad.
Yeah, the manager always says that you've got to be ready to play. Some players probably didn't think they were going to play today, and he's not afraid to chop it and change it, and the lads that come in will do a good job. Like I say, we are missing a few players, but the boys that can come in can do a good job as well. And like I said, it would have been really nice to cap off today with 3 points going into a big game against Cardiff.
How good are some of these youngsters?
Yeah, I've been impressed, very much so, and even the boys who have come from Ireland and not played a lot of football in England have settled in really well. And you look at Josh at left back, he's going to be a really good player for us. He's 6'2" and he can gallop like a horse. So, he's been very impressive, Josh. And like I said, the lads coming off the bench, Callum Robinson, Josh Harrop, we have got a very good young team who are comfortable on the ball and can play on the big occasion. And it's about keeping them hungry, and the manager's doing a good job at that.
And the way you've started, you must feel pretty confident for the rest of the season.
Yeah, like I said, we don't fear anyone. We respect other teams, but we're going out there to win. And every game we'll go across that white line to win it, and come Tuesday, we know it's going to be tough against Cardiff, but we'll be going out there to try and win.
What can you expect from Cardiff? It's going to, like I say, it's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Well, everyone knows Neil Warnock's teams are going to be physical and maybe a bit more long ball, but you know what you're going to get, and we've got to be ready, and we've got to try and play our game. It might be different tactics. The manager is he's very clever that way, and he'll set us down a way to play and see if we can hurt him.